Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. So, it should be a beautiful day today. Lots of sunshine. Guardians lost last night. Yesterday. It was during the day. Cannot get a hit to save their life. They cannot get a hit. The whole time I'm thinking, I'm just waiting for that Detroit morning show to email or call or socials or something.
Yes.
I know a member of their show is going to the game today. It's 6:08. It's in Detroit. Detroit could wrap it up today.
Yes, they could. That's not good. It's not looking good for us as a morning show.
I know.
Or the Guardians as a team.
Placed a bet with them.
Yes. You never know. We could get a win tonight and then it moves on. One more game.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. They have to get some hits, and they have to figure it out. Otherwise, we are going to be wearing Detroit Tigers gear. I would imagine on East 9th, since we're down here at the Halley Building, Progressive Field's right there. That would make sense. Have to probably go live, definitely do socials, have to make signs.
Yeah, posters
and
stuff.
Whose idea was this?
Two posters. Claiming they're better than us, the morning show and the team.
So, of course, we're rooting for the Guardians. Like, of course, that's the case. Rooting especially hard for them as a morning show so we don't have to do that and they can bring it back to Cleveland. We will certainly see what happens. It's not in there, but a fair guess would be the Guardians offense because it's been like 18, 19, 20 innings in a row that they have not scored. Like that is tough to win. But today's the day.
We're going to get a winner today?
We're not getting a winner
today.
I'm going to say today's the day they score over five runs.
Okay.
I'm still on that. You think I'm talking about dead guy?
Yes, we
get it by now.
Yes, I did.
All right. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope. Who is it? Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay. I have tickets for Saturday, and I'm hoping I'm get to go.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I was thinking about that. I had a buddy of mine that bought tickets to the American League Championship Series, which were, by the way, cheapest seats were like $180 or something like that. And I was like, I hope you get to use those tickets. Now I'm hoping people in Game 5 get to use tickets like you. I hope that's the case.
I hope so. I hope they pull it off tonight.
I don't want to be standing out on East 9th with those dumb Tigers jerseys or shirts and hats, have people honking at me. I don't want to have to do that.
Yeah, that's not going to be fun.
I'll be there with the violin for you guys.
Yes. Yeah, anybody wants to join us? Exactly. We should have a party.
I have my guess.
What is it today?
Local Dick Goddard.
It is not local Dick Goddard.
What is that?
Well, remember yesterday we were talking about, we were doing the deals because it was Amazon Prime Days and Walmart and Target and all that stuff. And I was telling you about these lighters that you can recharge. What are they? A USB lighter.
Yeah,
like a plain lighter.
Yep.
And how I have one. And I ended up telling you how there is a sound that it makes. Now, there's a sound it makes that you'll hear. There's a sound that it makes that only children hear. I swear. It sounds so crazy. But there is a sound it makes that only kids hear. My children could be anywhere in my house, and if I go to use this lighter and I light a candle, they will scream from wherever they are and say, "Mom, stop using that lighter." I can't hear it. Nate can't hear it. My young sister-in-law can hear it. My brothers can't hear it. My parents can't hear it. We went to a birthday party for Max. His karate instructors were young, like under 30. They could hear it. All the kids could hear it. And it's like a dog whistle. It's the craziest thing.
And this is a known thing? Or something you just kind of
out? No, just kind of found it out. So I brought it in for you. Hey, I'm curious if you'll be able to hear it at all on air. And I'm curious if you, I think Stevie will hear it and you and I will not.
I don't think we can hold that lighter up to the microphone, though.
Well, yeah, you can.
Okay.
You can't. You don't think so?
I'm just saying.
Well, that's what I brought a candle.
Ray,
don't tell
engineering
Ray.
Engineering department. I'm just saying.
I brought a candle, not to leave it lit, just to kind of show you how it works.
I feel like we're going to be in so much trouble.
Look, I'm not going to lie to you. So do I.
Okay.
Well, what if it's not like flames shoot out of it? It's like a little. You'll see. It's like a little.
There's literally like a sprinkler head right above you. In the studio.
Electrocution wire.
Bad idea. Good idea. There's
there.
An electric.
It's like.
So let's recap.
It's like a.
You brought in a candle. Into the workplace.
Only to show.
There is a sprinkler ahead of you.
Listen,
and a wire of death that leads leads apart.
We need
good
to.
Good idea, bad idea. 216-343-1021.
No. I just need to know if you can hear the weird sound it makes.
Okay. Well, Stevie's younger than us. We're going to bring Stevie in for
this. She's going to hear it. I'm telling you she's going to hear it, and you're going to think this is crazy. Or this is going to completely flop, and everyone will think I'm crazy.
And maybe you can hear it as you're driving, getting ready for work.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. And if you know this is a thing, if you have this, and this is a thing and want to shoot us a DM, that's great. I don't know.
I'll turn
I'm very
it on.
Nervous
we're
about
ready
this.
To go.
Okay, so we're ready to go.
It's on.
We'll get everything set up.
All right. This is.
Sorry about that.
There we go. Okay. This is the electric lighter that I swear only my children can hear. You're going to hear a little bit of the lighter, but there is apparently some type of high-pitched sound that older people can't hear. Look, Tim, I even turned the little light on for you. Are you ready for it?
Ready for it, absolutely.
Here we go.
Ooh.
You can hear that or you can't?
Yes.
I can hear the...
Yes.
Right.
No, it's like a
oh, yeah.
buzz.
It's like, yeah, you want to run away from that noise.
Really? But you hear the high-pitched sound?
Well,
do you hear a high-pitched sound or just a...
No, like a high-pitched like squeak.
Okay, do it again.
That's
I can
just the
hear.
Like,
oh, I
yeah,
can hear.
That's
you
bad.
Hear the high-pitched?
Yes, I can hear that. I can hear the... that it sounds like it's
yes.
going to... like. Like
I hear
a light,
that.
Like a light frying bacon of some sort, like
yes.
a sizzle, and then a.
Yeah, it has
you
like
shouldn't
a
have that
high
on,
pitch.
Yeah, that you should
I
not have that on
very
long.
I can't hear the high pitch, you
it's
guys.
I played drums in bands forever. I've been in radio forever with way too loud headphones, so I was expecting not to hear that at all. That is a horrendous noise.
No
that's
way.
Some good hearing.
And that's what my kids say, because like I said, they'll be anywhere in the house, and I turn this on. Like, do you hear it now? Oh,
I
my
just,
gosh.
Oh, it's
it really is smelling
smoking.
Now. Okay.
Yep.
I should have cleaned this off first. I think there's like candle residue. And it's crazy because kids will go nuts anytime I light this. And I can't hear. All I hear is just the, like the sizzling bacon, like you said.
Yeah, that's easy to hear. But then you got it. Yeah, yeah.
Jennifer sent us a message. She said, good morning to my favorite radio host. Just wanted to let Jen know I have one of those lighters too. Every time I light that thing, my daughter flinches because she hears the noise from it and yells at us. But my husband said he can even hear it, but it's not as bad. And she said, we'll go down the hallway and light the lighter while she's playing video games. It's quite hilarious to hear her reaction. And that this is what I do to my kids, too, because at first when they kept saying that, I didn't believe them. So I would. I'd go in another room and I'd light it, and they immediately knew that I'd let it. And I can't believe I can't hear it, and both of you can't. I thought you wouldn't
be able
to hear it.
I 100% for sure thought I was not going to be able to hear that.
Yeah.
And the first time you clicked it, I couldn't hear, like we were kind of talking over it, and I heard this, like the sizzle noise, if you will. And then the second time, when it was quieter, then it was... like horrendous.
I mean, heard it both times.
I'm going to do it. Yeah. I thought you would hear it.
Yeah. It's,
yeah
you, hear a, you hear a sound.
It sizzles and then it has a high pitch.
Wow.
Just like a nice
I don't hear
in
that
ear.
At all. Wow. I really need to
and
stop
a nice
that. That smells.
Yeah.
Steam to it.
We, if that sprinkler goes off in
oh
our new
gosh.
Studio above your head.
Oh my God.
That would be
oh
unbelievable.
Okay.
That.
All right.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. We certainly hope. Those Guardians win later on today. I do not want to have to lose that bet.
No kidding.
To that Detroit Morning Show.
No, absolutely
I do
not.
Not. Some of my friends were just finding out about this. Like, what you did what? When? Where? Well,
yeah.
We'll see. Score some runs. Get some pitching. Bring it back home. That's what we hope is happening.
And let's
later
be honest. If we lose that bet, you're going to be the one that has to do a lot of the talking in the jerseys.
Oh, I'm taking the hit.
Yeah.
I know I'm taking
yeah,
the hit.
I know.
Do I have to go and wear?
Yes, you're part of the show.
I didn't know I was.
At least, at the very, very least, and I know I'm going to take the hit. I get that. I need both of your penmanship for the sign. You can't read anything that
yeah,
I write.
We'll make the
I mean,
sign.
There's no way.
I'll film that's fair. You.
You'll do that. We need a social board. Okay. Like, that's going to be a thing. I don't even want to plan on it because that means if they lost, I don't want to plan it.
Yeah, you're right.
But we do have to be prepared because they're up against it.
We'll take this one day at a time.
Wow.
So, yeah, as you know, we cover Cleveland on the Jen and Tim show. Something big at the IX Center this weekend. It's the International Cat Show. I didn't even know there was an International Cat Show, but it's happening. It's Saturday and Sunday. Over 1,000 famous cats will be there. I didn't know there were that many famous cats, but I guess in the cat community, there's a lot of famous cats.
Don't.
Well, famous cats, fancy cats, adoptable cats, athletic cats, and influencer cats. What do influencer cats do? I didn't even know that.
What do athletic cats do?
I don't know. Is there like some type of obstacle cat course?
That's what I'm wondering.
I know there's dog ones like that. 15,000 to 20,000 feline enthusiasts will enjoy 2 full days of cat competitions, performances, adoptions, shopping contests, and more. Special guests. Sorry, I have to read this part.
You're great.
Farrah Fawcett and Nudacris. My favorite names ever. The Mad Catter and Nathan the Cat Lady. So many more. There's like a gigantic list of special guests.
Sandy, thank you for the DM. The cat show is cool. Went a few years ago. So I replied, well, tell us about it. Like, we don't know about it. This would be great. If you do, 216-343-1021. Just interesting to see all of the different breeds of cats and all the different toys and accessories they have. Some of them, of course, way over the top because we all love our pets, right? So we'll go overboard for them. But she did not buy any. But that brings us to someone in the show, Stevie, as a member of her family that is going to be, is super involved fair? How
cat
would you
enthusiast?
Put this?
Yeah, a guest, if you will.
A guest.
A guest.
I cannot wait for you to tell everybody about this.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
We cover Cleveland International Cat Show and Expo is this weekend.
At the IX Center, Saturday and Sunday.
Trying to see who's on the Meow Man main stage.
What is it?
It's the Meow main stage. Have a Paul Perazzi Pavilion meet and greet.
I love this so much.
I have a cousin who
lives in Chicago and loves cats, and I feel like she should know about this and should have planned a trip here to come to this because she would love it.
Next year.
Cat enthusiast. Now, I don't know if this is the first year of the cat show at the IX Center here in Cleveland, but it's apparently a very big deal.
Sandy said she's been there before. She DM'd us and said she enjoyed it.
Oh,
so
it's a big thing around here, I guess.
Oh, so it's been here before.
Who's getting involved in your family in this?
My sister.
How's your sister involved with the International Cat Show?
My sister is what her title is guest cosplayer.
Oh, she's like part of the cat expo.
Yes.
What
could go see her if you would like.
This is the best.
What is she doing?
So my sister is obsessed with Cats the Musical.
Cats the Musical.
Yes. And I'll show you a picture, the costume that she'll be in. But if you look up Cats the Musical.
Holy cow! She looks like she should be in Cats the Musical.
I know. She got really good at it. She's been doing it for like 2 years.
She does the makeup herself?
Yes.
All that. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's
amazing.
Really good.
She like makes some of the costumes too, sews them. It's the whole thing.
So you can go to like meet your sister at one of the like maybe the paparazzi pavilion or whatever.
Yeah, I think she'll be like walking around. You can get pictures with her.
I don't know if this is a dumb question.
Mm-hmm. We need her in studio.
Well, that would be awesome in costume. But what I want to know is, does she speak, or does she speak only like Kat at this expo?
No, because it's just, no, I would say she talks.
She talks. Yeah. It's not like...
No, it's not a fool. I don't know.
Give us how a cat talks.
I don't, I don't know.
Well, they sing, you know? It's a musical.
Oh, yeah, Kat's the musical. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Did she sing?
No.
Does she sing? Oh, she doesn't.
Okay. Well.
This is the best.
So you, she wants you to go with her, but you're allergic to cats?
Well, I have two cats, so it doesn't matter. But I don't know if I'm going yet. My mom and I might go Sunday to see what it's like. But she's staying at my apartment because she does not live.
She doesn't live close. Yeah. I see. It's a cat-filled weekend here
so
in Cleveland.
So I'll be watching her put the costume on, the makeup. It'll be fun. We'll see how that goes.
We should do a time lapse of her putting that makeup on. That would be cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should actually post pictures. The makeup's amazing. International Cat Expo. Cat Show and Expo. That is fantastic. All right.
So are we very book aware on the Jen and Tim show? I mean, typically, no. We don't talk about books a lot. I don't know why, because I New Year's resoluted like a year ago, and I've been reading at least a book or two a month. And Tim, let me tell you, I know you haven't read this book. At least I'm assuming you haven't read this
book.
That
is definitely fair.
I'm assuming you haven't read this book, but there is a huge novel that they just announced that they're making it into a movie. So anyone that loves to read, and if you like psychological thrillers, you know who Freda McFadden is. I mean, I'm in all these groups online now about psychological thrillers. That's what I like to read. And people go nuts for Freda McFadden books. So she wrote this book called The Housemaid. It was a best-selling novel released in 2022. I read it. It is creepy.
The premise is great. I did not read that, but that is like...
So good. Like, I love to be shocked and stunned by different twists in books. And this one does that not only like at the end. Like, you know, you watch a movie and there's the twist at the end. This one has them throughout. And they announced they're making it into a movie. And Sydney Sweeney's going to star in it. And I feel like she's one of the hottest actresses right now. She's in so much stuff and kind of like that buzz actress. And then Amanda Seyfried. I never know if I'm saying her name right. You know, for Mamma Mia. She's been in a ton of stuff, too. They're going to star in the movie together. They haven't said when it's coming out or anything, but I'll tell you what. The story is so good. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. And if you haven't read The Housemaid, do it.
That's great. No, absolutely. It was breaking news yesterday. I love the premise of it. I feel like I need to read it. And for me
would
to say
you read
that
it?
Is a lot. Yeah, yeah.
It's like,
I've been like veering towards podcasts and different ways to entertain myself. Is it so random? And you listen to the book.
I listen to the books now. I do it. I'm always listening to a book.
The voice to me is always a big deal, or I get sleepy.
That's
fair. Or just disinterested. I just like, I don't know what it is why I have not, because there are so many, whether it's for the Jen and Tim show, whether it's just for my personal interest. I like to gain a lot of knowledge. I have a buddy of mine that sends me a bajillion books, just kind of like, I don't know, you know, how to better yourself or financial thing. Just, I like to have takeaway information. I just have a tough time doing it for an entertainment purpose. I get disinterested in it and I start doing something else. That's certainly a me thing, but I really would like to read more books, listen to more books, however you want to put it.
I think you should try listening. First of all, there's a lot of them with British, readers. Would love, because I know you love a nice British show.
In.
There's a lot with British readers. There are some that are sleepy, but I will say, it's funny, The Housemaid, I specifically remember the voices in that one. Some of them I don't remember the voices. That one has pretty distinct voices. It's very good. It's very good, and I feel like you need to get the Libby app, and you need to read this
right here, Libby app. I have a bunch of them. Of them in there. My buddy Chuck all the time sends me books. He reads, same thing, because he's in the car a lot, and that's what he does for entertainment. He said, Tim, you should really check out these books. You can expand your horizons and things. And I do, and there's several of them that I have either started, finished, whatever. It's kind of, like I said, more different subject matter. But that, when I was it was big news yesterday. I'm like, what is this? What is this book? What is this about? And it sounds right up my alley.
Yes.
And that's what I should definitely put on my list.
So be on the lookout. The Housemaid, we don't have a release date, but when it does come out, you're going to want to see it.
DM us about it. I mean, if you have book suggestions or anything else, that's certainly something we do on the Jen and Tim show.
I want to start a book club. I would love to do something like that. How do I do that? Can we do that? A Jen and Tim show club?
Is there limited edition t-shirts? How does that work?
Can we get those? Will you be in the club? You won't.
I just don't know if our subject matter is going to
overlap.
I don't know.
That's fair.
I don't know.
Maybe Stevie will get in on it. I don't know.
Stevie probably be in the club.
She might. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.